Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. You will hear part of a psychology lecture on the Rorschach test. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we continue our overview of the different psychological tests that have been used over the years in order to profile people and explain out-of-the-ordinary behavior. The test we'll look at today is the Rorschach test. The Rorschach test is a projective psychological test developed in 1921 to measure thought disorder. It was first developed from the observation that schizophrenia patients often interpret ambiguous images in very unusual ways. In the test, a participant is shown a series of 10 inkblot cards and is directed to respond to each by saying what the inkblots look like. The Rorschach test is practically the only test that evaluates in this way. The Rorschach inkblots are supposed to remain secret so as not to pollute the test population. The theory behind the test, created by Hermann Rorschach, is that a test taker's spontaneous or unrehearsed responses reveal deep secrets or significant information about his or her personality or innermost thoughts. These days, nearly all psychologists avoid using the method applied to the Rorschach as it is regarded as unreliable at best and dangerously misleading at worst. A few psychologists, however, still believe in it as a valid diagnostic tool, despite the availability of more modern and sophisticated personality tests. The psychologists who do still see value in the Rorschach test frequently argue amongst themselves as to the manner of its interpretation, the meaning of the results, and even its validity. Several different schools of thought have even sprung up for the interpretation of the results, muddying the waters even further. For those still using the Rorschach test, the Exner Comprehensive System is one of the more popular scoring methodologies in use today. Based on the work of John E. Exner, responses are scored using a number of categories. There is a reference to the level of vagueness of the answer, or if there is a synthesis of multiple images in the blot. What makes a subject say what he or she does is also significant. For example, how the respondents explain how the ink blots resemble what they think it resembles is very significant. Amongst other criteria, the degree of mental organizing activity that is involved in producing the response and any illogical, incongruous, or incoherent aspects of responses are also used in evaluation. Using the scores for these categories, the examiner then performs a series of mathematical calculations producing a structural summary of the test data. The results of the structural summary are claimed to show personality characteristics that have been demonstrated to be related to different kinds of responses. Both the calculations of scores and the interpretation are often done electronically. The Rorschach test is supposed to be administered in a very particular and rigid format in order to minimize variance in the results. Like the cards themselves, the test procedure itself is also supposed to be kept secret from the general public. In the standard test protocol, test takers are given the cards one at a time in a specific order, and the psychologist is supposed to place them directly in the taker's hands facing up and in a particular orientation. The order is not supposed to vary. The genuine Rorschach cards are numbered on the back primarily for the psychologist's use. If takers notice the numbers or remark on them, a note is supposed to be made about this. The cards themselves are large, about 7 by 9 inches, and are made of stiffened cardboard or, in modern variations, a textured plastic that mimics the feel of cardboard. 5 of the cards have purely black and white images. 2 of the cards are black, white, and red. And the last 3 cards have various colors of ink used in the blots. The test giver will almost never give any guidance. They will instead tell the test takers that they're free to do whatever they like with the card. About 50% of people who take the test flip or rotate the cards. It's reported that some psychologists will penalize people in terms of the results if they don't turn the cards around or upside down. During the test, the psychologist or psychiatrist will record everything the taker says. In general, questioning or asking about the results are supposed to have significance to the test provider, as does asking nearly anything about the blots themselves. It used to be that the notes were taken in a special shorthand that was specifically developed for the Rorschach test, although these days many psychologists rely more on recordings and will only make cursory, handwritten notes during the test. Often the psychologist will attempt to shield his or her note-taking from the takers so as not to distract them or make them nervous, as this would create a skew in the test results.